How can a people-first approach to higher education transformation improve success? An EY report suggests that taking emotional and psychological factors into account is just as important as the technology. Six factors drive this human-centered approach: leadership, inspiration, care, empowerment, investment, and collaboration. Get these right, and they can more than double an organization's chance of transformation success. Learn more about people-first transformation at theguardian.com/transforminghighereducation. This message was paid for by EY.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Innermost is supported by Vodafone. Whether it's friends, family, or, in our case, complete strangers, keeping connected has never been so important. Which is where Vodafone's unlimited data plans come in. To find out more, head over to vodafone.co.uk.
Hi, and welcome back to Innermost, a podcast about strangers and their secret lives. I'm Leah Green, and this is episode 5.
It feels like all of the first 6 months of love, all the best bit of falling in love, it feels like that, and like that entire first 6 months condensed into 7 seconds.
So it's just trundled along like this for 20 years of me occasionally smiling and saying hello and them totally ignoring me.
Today, two people who are feeling the effects of loneliness in very different ways. Neighbours enter a passive-aggressive war over the company one of them is keeping. And a man tells me how his feelings of isolation led him down a dangerous path. That's coming after this short break.
Get ready to dust off your Maps app, because things are getting back to normal. You can hang out in a park until you need the loo. You can visit a friend's house and sit outside it. You can go to a theme park and ride socially distanced roller coasters. Okay, so things aren't going back to exactly how they were, but in some ways, that's not a bad thing. After all, lockdown's made us better at staying in touch with distant loved ones, be it video calling, online watching parties, or just using messaging to check in on people we care about. Stay close to the people that matter as we move back into the real world. Keep connecting with Vodafone's fastest unlimited data plan, with 5G at our lowest price, now £26 a month. Make reaching out part of your new normal. 2 and 10 megabit speed caps apply to unlimited light and unlimited plans. 5G speed available on unlimited max only. RPI increased 24-month agreement. Credit check coverage and terms apply. See vodafone.co.uk.
This first caller is 37 years old and he lives in London. We're going to call him Felix, and we've changed his voice to protect his anonymity.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right. Not bad. So I know I was out and about doing things. I think it was a sunny day, and I returned home. I know that I saw a picture of someone I was really in love with on Instagram, and it was just a kind of lighthearted joke from this person. But what I felt in that moment was that I was never going to find someone that I loved as much as that person, or that I could be as happy with. I guess that's where that was a trigger, because that's really what a trigger is like a gun trigger, because it's so fast. I just felt such a massive emotional isolation. And then probably within a few minutes after that, I would have known I was just going to school. It was a done deal after that.
And how long ago was this?
3 weeks ago. Feels like ages ago.
Yeah. And this was kind of in a cycle of relapse and stopping and relapse and stopping for you.
Yeah. It's hard to know when a relapse starts, but you kind of know when it has started. As soon as it starts, it doesn't stop.
Mm.
Obsessive thoughts kind of come, and you're not in control of them.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting tormented by this kind of absurd and grotesque kind of desire. And it's like a sort of building drumbeat or a sort of woodpecker on the back of your head about storing that substance, getting that thing, or not getting it.
The going back and forth between, shall I score heroin? Shall I not? Shall I score it? Shall I not? Shall I score it? Shall I not?
Yeah.
I can kind of see why that must be really hard. Because to make a decision to not do it is not really an act, is it? It's just you're just not doing anything. Whereas,
yeah.
I guess when you decide to do it, there's an action that follows that, right? Is the decision to not do it, how do you kind of use that as a full stop?
Well, definitely the from my experience, when I'm in the kind of ongoing, endless kind of obsessive back and forth about to do it or not to do it, by the time I'm in that place, the only outcome is going to be that I'm going to do it.
Okay. My boyfriend is an opera singer. And since lockdown, he hasn't had any work. He completely turned houseman. So he started about 9 a.m. bringing me specially made sandwiches or something like that. Obviously, he wasn't used to preparing sandwiches, so he just stuffed in everything we had in the fridge. They were quite good, but it was really, it was three kinds of cheese and ham, and I don't know if it was some way of occupying himself because he didn't have anything to do, but after 2 weeks I said to him, the snacks have to stop. It's really like a 50s couple, just the other way around.
We've also changed the identity of this next caller. She's in her 70s, and I'm calling her Francine.
Hello.
Oh, hi, this is Leia calling from The Guardian. How are you?
I'm not so bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you.
Good.
Thank you for getting in touch with us and for filling in the form.
Probably sounded quite strange.
It is a bit strange, but I quite liked it.
Yeah, it was a kind of unexpected thing to have happened from my point of view, because I don't really have a great deal to do with the neighbours and their decision, not mine. So when they first moved in, they both used to speak to me, and then I realised that the woman had stopped speaking to me, but the man still did. And then within a matter of months, both of them weren't speaking to me. And so it was to the point of rudeness, so that if I said hello to them, they would just totally ignore me. So it's just trundled along like this for 20 years of me occasionally smiling and saying hello and them totally ignoring me. And I didn't realise that they'd been observing me to quite such an extent. When I retired from my job, I became a member of the BTO, the British Trust for Ornithology. And I took an interest in doing the surveys, counting the birds in your garden and the species that arrive, sending off dead birdies to London Zoo for postmortems, things like that. As time went by, I put a bird table, nesting boxes, the hanging feeders to attract the birds so that I could look at them. But since this lockdown, they've obviously become aware that I'm putting bird seeds and fat balls and things in the garden, and they've taken a dislike to that. So the first thing they did was they strung CDs up in the garden, long streams of CDs, but they were above fence level. And the first time I noticed it was these rays of light coming in my kitchen. I thought someone was shining a torch in. It was really weird. And I went outside and I realised it was the light reflecting off these things, which my son informs me is a form of bird scarer. And then I realised that with this nice weather and everybody's sitting outside taking the sun, that whenever they noticed a bird in one of my trees or on the bird feeders or whatever, they started clapping and banging to make them take off. It's just so weird. It's not something I've ever encountered before in any of the places I've lived previously.
What does it feel like?
I can't ever quite put into words what it actually feels like, but I can say what's different about it as a time when you're on it. It's as if you feel no pain inside yourself, and it's as if no pain exists in the world, which in some ways is more powerful than the physical feeling of it, is that sort of alteration in your perspectives. It feels like all of the first 6 months of love, all the best bit of falling in love, and it feels like that, like that entire first 6 months condensed into 7 seconds.
Wow.
The problem is that once you've done that, it takes a very long time to come back from it. You have to spend the rest of your life going to meetings and talking about it and, you know, all the other stuff that comes with it. That, you know, it's very hard to get away from it once you've had that experience.
If people don't want birds in their garden, I find that weird. But if that's their way, well, fair enough. But it's just the fact that they appear to be trying to get them out of my garden, deter them from coming in my garden as well, which I find peculiar. It tends to hit hard with me because I live on my own apart from my 14-year-old dog. So the kind of bird life that was coming and going and this routine that I had of jotting down what was happening, what the populations were, what species were, and that, it became a very welcome distraction to me. So it's really quite difficult when they're frightening them all away.
What's stopping you from knocking on the door or shouting over the fence and asking whether they could stop or what's going on?
I'm a very timid person. It's just the way I am. I don't have that assertiveness that I could do with, really. I just tend to keep a low profile in life, you know. I mean, they'd go mad if they knew I was feeding the hedgehogs at night. I don't know how they'd cope with that at all.
Best keep that one under wraps.
Yeah.
What We were going to leave this episode here, but as I was putting it together, Felix sent me a voice note, and I thought you'd want to hear this update.
Hi, Leia. It's been a few weeks since we spoke, and something's been worrying me that I didn't make clear enough in the story I told, and that was that drugs, addiction and relapse ultimately caused death for many, many people. I've certainly lost more people than I would have liked to have lost to drug overdoses. But since we've last spoken, through attempting recovery, through attending Narcotics Anonymous meetings, I've managed to get the longest period in my adult life of abstinence from both drugs and alcohol, which has been 26 days. It's given me, really, in many ways, a completely new perspective on life. I'm better at relating to myself. I'm better at relating to others. I would say, in the end, recovery is like finding a new planet to live on. And that's a pretty amazing thing.
That's all for episode 5. Next week is the last episode in the series. If you haven't already, we'd be so grateful if you left us a review or recommended us to a friend you think would enjoy it. This episode was produced by me, Leia Green. The music and sound design is by Pascal Wise, and the executive producer is Max Sanderson. For those struggling with addiction, Narcotics Anonymous can be reached at na.org. See you next week.
Imagine how hard lockdown would have been without tech. Video calls kept you connected, online grocery deliveries kept you fed, and your smartphone kept you sane, even if that did largely involve sharing cat gifts with friends. But not everyone has a digital device during lockdown. According to Barnardo's, 300,000 young people and children are affected by digital poverty, harming their ability to keep connected or get the right educational resources. You can help by donating unwanted smartphones or tablets to Vodafone's Great British Tech Appeal to support Barnardo's, British Red Cross and Save Lives. And it won't cost you a penny. Your device will be data wiped and packaged with 3 months of free unlimited connectivity. So, not only can young people access crucial online resources for surviving lockdown, they too can share cat gifts. To donate, visit vodafone.co.uk/techappeal.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.